everyone. Thanks for joining us today for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're going to discuss choosing courage today. And one thing we talk about a lot in Mormon Channel is how powerful choice is. There are hard things in life that we deal with, really hard things, but we can still choose to be brave and choose courage. And we found some thoughts from the author and lecturer, Brené Brown, and we wanted to share those with you here. She talks about how strangers' unimaginable pain, like news of a suicide or an overdose, a protest for justice or basic dignity, you know, we have a choice in that. We can choose to respond from fear, or we can choose courage. And as a journalist, I would hear that a lot. People would just say, you know what, I can't even watch the news. I can't even handle the stories that you cover because they're just so awful. And I was never really that great as a journalist at disconnecting myself from stories. I would get really, really emotionally involved in stories and take them really personally. And it was hard. It took a lot of courage, and it was very, very emotionally draining at times to cover really horrible stories. But I think it also gave me a lot more empathy and gave me a better understanding of how people deal with tragedies. And that's sort of one of the things that she talks about, that we can choose to believe that we are somehow insulated from the realities of traumas and that our willpower or our strength of character makes us better than these. And that, you know, we don't need to get involved in desperation or problems. But when we seek shelter in those kinds of thoughts, we're actually choosing fear. And that requires us to self-protect and arm ourselves with judgment and self-righteousness. The only other option besides that, Brené Brown says, is to choose courage. And rather than deny our vulnerability, we can embrace it and we can share in that agony of humanity. Things in life are really hard sometimes, and connecting with people in those situations is what makes us feel not alone and more connected as humans, I believe. So choosing courage does not mean that we're unafraid. You can still be afraid and be brave, but it also means that we are brave enough to love despite the fear and uncertainty. The courageous choice also does not mean abandoning accountability. It simply means holding ourselves accountable first. So it's really difficult, back to tragedies of strangers, it's difficult to respond to tragedies of strangers or even those we think we know. Maybe distantly somebody is going through something hard that you knew back in high school and you see them write about it on Facebook or something along those lines. But it's hard because we never really have access to the whole truth. But in the absence of information, we make up stories that often turn out to be drawn from our own experiences rather than theirs. Our choices have consequences. They make the world a more dangerous place, or they can cultivate peace. So try and leave fear and judgment aside and instead embrace that rare mix of courage and compassion that brings about healing. So again, we have two choices. Brené Brown says you can choose courage and you can choose to love in despite of all of that fear. Well, there's a really great quote that says, "You will never do anything in this world without courage. It is the greatest quality of the mind next to honor." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.